Baby, call Rhonda's house. How can I help you?
Hey, Rhonda, how are you?
Hi, good.
What's up?
Hi, what's going on?
Good. I haven't spoken to you all day long.
Yes, I had some training and some other stuff that I was doing.
Amazing. Good stuff. Good
stuff.
Yeah,
I have to. Yeah, some training. It's a couple trainings that I want to send to you guys.
Good. We need to learn it all, especially that EVV stuff.
Yeah, that's right, for the money alone.
Good. Okay.
So, yeah, because March, because I was
on
the training with them today. I was on the training with them today, and, yeah. So, and there's a couple more coming up, too. But I'm also trying to work on with getting this portal together, and then I think I'm going to apply for Aetna, because Aetna has a Medicaid thing, so I'm applying. I'm apply as a provider with Aetna as well.
Amazing. Okay, question for you. Who's still in the office?
Me.
You're the only one?
Yep.
Nice. Okay, so a few things. First of all, I accepted, yesterday I got an email, I got a Barracuda email from, what do you call it, from Direction Home about a case. I accepted it, and now they reply back that we got awarded it, so that's great. They want to start on Friday. Saturday. So I just wanted to give the information to Nikki and Rachel.
Who's the client? I mean, what is the case? Did you send it to, or is it in the? We don't have no internet.
I know they're working on it. I'm gonna send out an email later. I literally just got it now at 4 whatever time. It's a new patient, Edward DeMecco. So
okay.
I want to send it out. It's only a few hours a week, but it doesn't matter. This is with the Mahoning County Senior Levy.
Oh, okay. We're already on that levy. We're on Mahoning County Levy.
Good. So that's amazing. So we're going to – fine. So now, well, I tried calling Sarah or Adele today because I have a little bit of an issue, and that is the intake at email address, which you had added.
Yes.
That's great. The thing is that you're not, you or Nikki are not able to see it.
Right. Exactly. So you told me to send her an email explaining that yesterday.
Okay. Fine. Did she respond?
No, she hasn't responded. Only thing she responded to was the care source, my care training.
Fine. I have a feeling. I know why it's like this, because the way. But I'm just curious if there's a workaround, because the way Barracuda works is that it just goes, if I send them an email from my Jay Schuster email account, their response is just encrypted. So I can't see an encrypted email that Nikki sends, you know?
Okay.
So that's why it's a little, okay, fine. Either way, I'm going to send this out, and hopefully we'll get it started. It's in Youngstown, so we should be able to start it.
Yep, send that and send it to me. And then also, Judah, did you have any luck with the case managers for CareStar yesterday?
No, but I'll tell you what I did have luck with is there was a case that was Ruby Thorndike. It came in a few days ago on the 20th. And I spoke to Nikki. Fine, they were waiting for the case manager. I called the case manager today myself. I'm like, I'm not waiting around for them.
Okay.
Because, you know, I want to get these cases started. So they are not waiting for them to tell us. So basically, she's like, oh, yeah, whenever you want to start. I said, okay. Checked to the aid. The aid came in today. Rachel got her compliant. And the authorization is starting tomorrow. The case is starting on the 27th. I'm sorry. The case is starting on the 27th. So that's great.
Good.
So as soon as I get the info, Nick is going to put it into the system. That would be start number 6. This new one that just came in is start number 7. If we could get Deborah Campbell to start, that would be number 8.
Yeah, what's the hold up with that Deborah Campbell?
She's not answering the phone and the caregiver's not answering. So
I'm going to go over there, Judah.
Hey, Alan, what's up? Okay, go over there. Let us know what's going on with them. If she still wants us, we'll get in touch with the aid to come.
I talked to Deborah Campbell, what's today? I talked to her yesterday. She said she was sick.
Yeah, so it could be. That's why she didn't answer the phone. I hope she's okay. But
yeah, because yeah, she told me she was sick. That's why she didn't want the aide over there.
Perfect.
Well, I'm gonna go over there and talk to her.
If she got COVID, you're not going over because
she got COVID.
If she said she was going sick because she needed a couple of days to rest, so she needed a couple of days of rest. You're not going over there because I don't know where you're gonna be at if you catch COVID because it won't be at 1298.
Go Rhonda, go you.
You see how I'm getting bossed around.
Let me tell you something. I always say that people would love to be in a relationship where someone cares about them, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know what? And you know what, though, Judah? I love my wife. I love her.
All right. Awesome.
And yeah,
however
just
that
walked
works.
In while we were talking. So.
I just walked in while y'all was talking.
So,
good
all right,
stuff.
So,
okay, so let's look at this.
So what you need me on? So you need me on first thing. Tomorrow I can get on the Mahoney County levy, and I got to find out when, I think it's coming up in April, to find out when Trumbull County levy opens up. Because I went
so I
to a couple of their meetings. I went
does
to a
Nikki
couple
know
of
how to work this?
To find out.
I'm going to send this over. Nikki knows how to get whatever authorization, not authorization, but to get the put it into access care and everything like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Good. Fine.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put this in. I'm going to send this out now. I'm going to ask Rachel to staff it, Nikki to put it into access care, and I'll keep you posted. Now, another thing is, why did I want the case managers for CareStar yesterday?
You wanted to find out about how you can get clients through them.
Got it. Okay, fine. So I called them yesterday. Maybe I'll call them again tomorrow. And
I'll send them an email, too.
Perfect. And then I'm probably looking at coming out there the second week of March.
Okay.
Spend 2 days out there. All
right? Bring some corned beef sandwiches and pastrami.
All right. Place that order. All right, guys. I'll talk to you. Oh, and we're having an orientation tomorrow. We're hoping to have between 4 and 8 people come in.
Yeah, that's good. That'll be great.
All right.
Okay.
Over and out, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.